Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
David Wilkerson had been in the habit of watching late-night television between midnight and 2 a.m. When he sold his television and decided to spend the time in prayer, it changed his life forever. It was in that prayer time that the Holy Spirit drew his attention to a Life magazine lying in his study. In that edition of Life was an article about seven gang members in New York City who had fatally stabbed a 15-year-old polio victim. When David looked into the faces of the young murderers, unexplainably, he began to weep. Then God said to him, "Go to New York City and help these boys." He could not shake God's command, so in time he stood before his congregation explaining that he had to go to New York City. With his youth pastor, Miles, David went to New York City and tried to talk to the judge at the first trial hearing. The judge, suspecting foul play, had Wilkerson seized by the guards and thrown out of court. The next day, the story was all over the country. What looked like a terrible failure, God used as Wilkerson's ticket into the gangs. On his next trip to New York, gang members recognized him on the street and invited him to meet other gangs. Wilkerson was now an insider with the gangs because he had been thrown out of court. During his first encounter with the Grand Gangsters Incorporated, he was given free rein to preach his first gospel message to the gangs.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.